This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Ahead of the midnight Friday deadline to avert a government shutdown, Congress is finalizing a $1.7 trillion spending plan.
CBS News congressional correspondent Scott McFarlane is on our news line. So, Scott, what is in this huge bill?
Let's go the other way. What's not in this huge bill? That'd be much more fun to answer. 4,100 pages, half of the $1.7 trillion is likely for Defense Department or military funding. That's just what Republicans wanted. They wanted a higher percentage of this to be military and Department of Defense money. There's also going to be tens of billions of dollars in aid for Ukraine during the war effort. That's important at this moment because when House Republicans take control of the House in January, they've equivocated when asked if they're going to continue foreign aid funding at its current levels for Ukraine. So they want to get a lot of money out the door now. Then there are some peculiar things. There's a ban on the use of TikTok by federal employees on their government phones. That would impact tens, if not hundreds of thousands of people, concerns about TikTok's ties to the Chinese government. And there's an Electoral Count Reform Act, changing how Congress conducts the counting of electoral votes after presidential elections, firming up the rules, making it harder to challenge future votes at future January 6th.
Well, of critical importance in our area, of course, this bill does not include additional money for the 9/11 Health Fund. Why didn't that make the cut?
A lot of things that were still being contested didn't make the cut. It's a very good question. I think there's a sense, though, in Congress that the 9/11 funding, when it stands alone, is actually easier to pass. When it stands on its own without other things, superfluous or ancillary things next to it, hard for anybody to vote against. We've seen that time after time, even though there's been some false starts. Things do get funded, and I think it's almost better when it stands up alone as a vote.
Scott, we spoke to you a couple of weeks ago about the Safe Banking Act, which would let pot retailers accept credit cards, clear banks from any federal laws against marijuana. That's not going to make it into this bill either?
I'll have to check again. There's always a weird coalition for those new pieces of regulation or new pieces of legislation that impact marijuana and cannabis. It doesn't go down traditional party lines. And when things don't go down traditional party lines, it tend not to get incorporated into these must-pass pieces of legislation that keep the government open. We'll check again. But again, that's one of those things that may have to be added elsewhere.
Scott, is this a bipartisan deal that they're working on? It seems like both sides are giving and getting a little.
Yeah, this is definitely bipartisan because the Senate Democratic leader and the Senate Republican leader both said they like this bill. So that's as good a sign as any. It's not going to be unanimous. There's going to be people who throw some stuff up at the wall and say that this is not, you know, something we need to pass right now. The one group that's got outsized concern is House Republicans. They weren't part of the negotiations, it seems, or they weren't at the table. Their votes aren't needed to pass this, but we can expect them to exact some concessions in the future or some revenge of sorts when they take control of part of Congress January 3rd.
So what are the odds, Scott, that this huge spending bill will be approved by the midnight Friday deadline?
Nothing's 100%. This is pretty close to 100%. Nobody wants to see the government shut down at Christmas. Leaders of both parties in the Senate are on board. And what's more, you know what the bigger issue is? That big stinking storm that's coming through much of America Friday. None of them want to be here Friday. They'll vote Thursday and run out of town to beat the snow or beat the freezing rain.
All right, Scott, thank you. CBS News congressional correspondent Scott McFarlane on Capitol Hill.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.